Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We have Larry on his mountaintop. A lot going on in the world today, and looks like war is imminent, actually, even though it may seem peaceful now, and things have quieted down. The military moves are sort of contradicting that it's over. Let's put it that way. And we're coming up on April 19th, a key day, Waco, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, Stuart, hanging in there, trying to keep up with the news and track what I can.
Oh, it's amazing. Here's a headline. Let's start out with this one. In a blow to President Trump, a judge rejected a request by him and his lawyer to review files seized in FBI raids before the prosecutors do. I don't understand how they can go into Trump's personal things with his own lawyer, which is a privileged communication. They haven't proved that Trump has done anything criminal. So therefore, they're way out on a limb. But then Mueller and his gang of thieves are slime balls, every one of them. I personally would have sent them to North Korea gulag so that they have an appreciation for what the Constitution Bill of Rights actually says. They probably appreciate it after about a week or two over there under Kimmy, the whiz kid. But that's never going to happen. They don't have to worry about anything like that. But anyway, what's your take on this? I think this is just ruler against ruler, and it's just going to implode. The whole system just implodes on itself. What do you think?
Well, it's outside the Constitution, actually, Stuart. And that's what I cannot believe the American people are not concerned that their government is so far outside the Constitution, beginning with the IRS, that it's rogue. It has totally gone rogue. Their total government has gone rogue. And we send in one guy with a big spoon, and he's stirring it up enough to, so everyone can see the evil floating to the top. We used to have a creek around where I was born, and when it would flood, we would call it, it was called, I won't pronounce it, S Creek, but that's what they called it. And a lot of stuff was dumped in it, and so whenever the floods came and the water stirred it up, boy, did it stink. And that's what we're seeing, mm-hmm. basically. Something I was going to ask your opinion on, though. I was thinking about this because Napolitano and a couple others came out with it today. What's so interesting, we wonder, how that Mueller gets something so-called that he don't want to get on his hands, so he gives it to his old buddies at the federal prosecutor's office there in New York, where him and Comey were friends with everybody, and I guess mm-hmm. some of the others too. And they actually go and seize Trump's – they don't seize Trump's records from Trump. They seize Trump's records from his attorney, and that basically is unprecedented. And that's what's interesting. They have not charged Trump with a crime. Even the entire special prosecutor's project, Russian project, the Trump-Russia mm-hmm. collusion, has no crime. Collusion is not a crime. There is one crime laid down for them to investigate against Trump. So what they're on a wild turkey hunt, and they're hunting for a turkey. And now this is my opinion, Stuart, and I'd like what you think about it. I was looking how all this is playing out, and I seem to remember when all this started, there was this rogue dossier that we found out who paid for it and where it came from and all this mess, And everybody kept talking about an insurance policy, and it seemed like every time they would say insurance policy, they would shut it off right there with a period. They would never relate on an insurance policy. And I began to wonder, what if, now this is just a what if, Stuart, and see what you think about it. What if this rogue dossier was basically to destroy Trump from even having a presidency to start with, and if he did become president, what if the dossier was a way to maneuver in a special prosecutor to bring him down out of that office within a few months? And what if, Stuart, the insurance policy doesn't have anything to do with the dossier at all or the special prosecutor at all? What if the insurance policy was the play they're playing right now, the card out of the deck they're playing, the Joker card, where they're using federal prosecutors in New York to go through his attorney to dig into his life and background and records? What if, Stuart, the insurance policy is a scenario because Trump can fire Mueller, Trump can fire Rosenstein, Trump can put an end to the Russia collusion probe in 1 minute if he so chooses. But Trump cannot, according to the experts, fire or stop the investigation now begun by the New York prosecutor's office because he's not over them. What do you think? Could that be the insurance policy that they kept referring to?
Well, it may be that they do know something about Trump. Now, here's the problem. It doesn't matter whether Trump is clean or whether he's dirty. They have to get into his records so that they can dig up something on him that'll be, they probably can't do anything legally. He's a sitting president. Very, very hard to dump a sitting president. However, if something they find out in those records would be very, how do I say, disheartening to Trump, then the Democrats would seize that. And just after the election, which I think they're going to win, I think they're going to win big. I don't know why the American people are not backing Trump. After all, he's done a lot to help them. And I'm not in favor of Trump, never have been. I don't think he's here to help us. I think he's here to judge us. And the Lord put him here for that reason. Plus, of course, as we have talked, Israel, to get the embassy moved. He's already declared Jerusalem the capital of Israel, and it's all about the resurrection of the temple, which if spiritually, I think people know that Israel is a timepiece. They don't know it consciously. They just know it. And so if they can dump Trump and stop all this, I think they believe they're going to slow down the Lord's fulfillment of prophecy. Because we're coming up on Daniel's 70th week. Some people think we're already in it. That I'm not sure. A lot of people teach that, you know, there has to be this agreement signed or whatever, but that's really not true. It comes from misreading what Daniel says. All Daniel says is that the Antichrist, whosomever he is, enforces an already existing 7-year agreement. Now, that might be the Oslo Accords, which actually was a 7-year agreement. It was broken up into 2 and 5. Others say that the Arabs have come up with some sort of a peace agreement. Then others claim that it was Obama that made an agreement with the entire world when he said he was going to change the world and he was going to change the United States. But somewhere along in here, if they can dump Trump or get him impeached, probably more to the point, they have to get him impeached. I don't think they can touch him legally. But, you know, Mueller and the rest of it, I've heard both sides of this story. And some claim that Mueller secretly is actually working for Trump himself, which is true to a point, but I mean working for his favor, in favor of Trump, not the other way around. So you hear all kinds of stuff. But like you were saying, yeah, this is how they did it. because now it's outside of the federal hands in one sense. Now it's in the hands of the New York and the federal prosecutors and state prosecutors. Odd to me, though, that they're going after Trump with such violence, really, when, in fact, they had all this evidence. You may remember it when the chief of police of New York City, I think it was, said they had the evidence on Hillary and they were going to indict and they were going to have her arrested. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah, that was another one of those Joker cards.
Yeah, and nothing ever happened. You never heard another word from him. So he got a phone call, or he got a visit, because this is the way deep state plays. This is all satanic. The heart of this whole thing is satanic. God is allowing it because God has his agenda and his program. And this is part of God's judgment upon the United States, ruler against ruler. And violence in the land, and it's really, in a way, is judgment against the American people. I've never seen such apostasy. I keep reading stuff from these Christians, preachers, teachers, and evangelists. Just makes me shudder. Actually makes me cry sometimes. How can people believe all this junk that they're being handed? What Jesus had to say is very, very simple. It's very, very direct. Kind of like if you put a gun on somebody as a police officer and said, put your hands up. I mean, it's pretty clear what that means. Or I'm going to kill you. So most people would put their hands up, you know. But when it comes to this sort of thing, nobody really believes what Jesus actually said. So you've got all of this coming together along with what's going on in Syria, which I believe is now the start of World War III. I think we've watched the start of it, and it's just going to continue to escalate. But anyway, getting back to Trump, yeah, this is ruler against ruler. This is a setup. I think they knew it all along, and I think you're right. It was the insurance policy. And they're going to find something in there and probably bring about an impeachment, because I don't see how they can do it any other way. If they were to kill Trump, actually assassinate him, there would be such a ruckus in America that, well, of course, it would bring about civil war, which is what I think they want. So they could declare martial law, and then in comes our great hero to solve all this, you know, the peacenik, the guy that won the peace accord over there in Oslo. I think he's coming back. I don't know how he's coming back. I don't know exactly when. He's coming back. And when he gets here, it's going to be with a vengeance. I mean, a real vengeance. Because the hatred against Christians is rising all over the place, particularly here in America. The mocking of them and everything. And in a lot of cases, I guess one could say they deserve it. But, you know, what do you think? I just got the impression that this is all kind of a sideshow, too, as to what's really going on. And Syria and Israel are the key to all of this? What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the pivot has been passed. That, you know, we knew about the pivot, and we saw it come and go, and we've seen this pivot in play ever since that happened. And so what's interesting is the fact that a lot of this trouble at home has tried to pull Trump back into the U.S. continent instead of working anywhere else in the world, basically. They've really tried to bring him down and pull him back into it and keep him away from Israel, but it appears the Middle East is going to pull him back to Israel regardless. It's like he can't extricate himself from the Middle East no matter what he wants to do, and you're probably right. You know, and there is so much in play. There's so much military activity in play around the world right now. It's absolutely amazing.
It is, and they're gathering. It's. I remember that Dr. Doom, Major Ed Dames, the remote viewers, and his team, they've been right on a lot of things. They're hardly ever right on timing, kind of like the bots. They're kind of right on what they see, but their timing is always way, way off. But basically what it was that all the nations of the world and their navies were gathering in the Middle East, which is what Isaiah chapter 17 talks about. It seems like there's a skirmish of some sort that brings all the nations to the Syrian and Mediterranean waters and whatnot. And what have we got over there now? We got China. We have Russia. We have the United States. We have France. We have Britain. And who knows what other armies or navies are over there. And it seems like we are rapidly building up forces in that particular area. I think Syria is the key to the ignition of the war. And we can get into some of the news. I mean, it's startling because we're not hearing anything about this really over here in the Western press. It's kind of like there's a, what do we call it, a blind spot that major media has turned to what's really going on over there. But I don't think Putin is going to sit down and take this.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, as a matter of fact, Stan Dale posted an article today. He said, after Syria's attack, will Russia launch cyber warfare attack against the U.S. and its allies? And Stan says, an expert says it's imminent, absolutely imminent. And by the way, in the U.K. and France and especially the U.S., the last few days, there's been a number of warnings about power outages and troubles coming and more television reports of warning people to get water and food, et cetera. Same things we've been talking about a long time. But now they seem to be warning that, and if the Dale report is accurate, within a number of days, possibly there will be a massive cyber attack against the infrastructure and in the U.S. and its allies. And we know well that Russia has been probing us for some time, including China. You know, Iran and North Korea has also been doing some cyber probes, and so we may have some real troubles, you know, in the days ahead that are cyber attack troubles. And, you know, and one thing that was really interesting is Yahoo News is finally putting it out. You know, I told you yesterday that there were some reports. I think Judge Jeanine Pirro on Fox put it out first. That's where I saw it. And then Yahoo backed it up today saying this headline says, Russia sends warships laden with tanks and war materials towards Syria as Putin threatens chaos if another attack on Syria is launched. And by the way, Stuart, I noted today that Nikki Haley and the UN was still warning Syria, and also more and more beginning to come out and leak information, including some generals, that possibly we are going to do another strike in Syria. So there you go.
Well, I would think we probably would if, in fact, the Russian reports are correct. They said or claimed anyway, and of course you don't know which side to believe in any of this. Both have their own little agendas that they're working on. But, you know, Russia said they shot down like, what, 71, 72 of the incoming missiles, cruise missiles. They didn't shoot them down, but the equipment that they let Syria have shot them down. Russia kind of stayed out of it. But if that's true, then the damage that they did, although maybe considerable, wasn't what they wanted. If that's true, they will come back in for another one. And you got to remember what Wesley Clark said a long time ago, that he was told seven nations were going to be toppled in the Middle East, probably to set up that bioregion so that they have the total control over that. And here's a headline warning. John Bolton admits that the U.S. will invade Iran this year. Well, it didn't Israel just go in there and bomb T-4, that air base, T-4, in Iran?
Well, that's very true. And as a matter of fact, there's an interesting DEPCA file report today I posted. It says Western strike on Syrian chemical sites isolates Israel against Iranian and a Russian axis as Israel's forces are on high alert. And then also there's a report that Israel is got its military on full alert because they're expecting a retaliatory strike because of the Aleppo air base, which actually was a Russian-Iranian-Syrian joint air base, T-4 air base, but that was mostly manned by Iranians. And this was the first strike, Stuart, according to Israeli news. This is the first strike that Israel targeted Iranians. In other words, they killed a number of Iranian officers and people and targeted them and didn't basically try to destroy the infrastructure alone. They actually targeted Iranian officials. And so they're now expecting a retaliatory strike, which it seems Iran is threatening to do against Haifa and Tel Aviv.
Well, of course, Iran, you know, they've got the Hezbollah, and they've got those all those groups that have different names all around them that are funded by Iran. And so any attack from them is really an attack upon Israel by Iran. So, you know, Israel's between a hard place and a rock because they just, no matter what they do, it's wrong. And the Lord has set it up so that Israel becomes a burdensome stone for the entire planet. Now, it's very, very interesting to me from the, even if you don't even have much spiritual point of view, how is it that this little tiny sliver of land and basically this little city called Jerusalem can cause so much trouble in the world, just like the Holy Bible says it would? And if you go into Jeremiah 50:51, you'll find out that Israel is there to bring all the nations of the world down. And I think people know that in a subconscious way, like they know that Israel is a timepiece. And this is what they're trying to stop. It's kind of like CERN trying to go back and maybe rearrange history and have an alternative timeline. But the Lord's never going to allow that to happen, like Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3. Remember Back to the Future 2, where Biff gets a hold of this sports almanac and becomes basically George Soros in the movie and just runs everything. But because that would happen, actually. But we have, it seems to me like what we're watching sort of is the Armageddon script coming to life. Here's another headline. China just conducted its biggest ever display of naval power. One has to wonder what they're preparing for, says Holly. Invasion of Taiwan, further actions in Syria where Russia, China, and Bolivia were united against allies' airstrike, or if tensions escalate again with North Korea. 48 warships, 76 aircraft, 10,000-plus personnel. And we're doing all of our stuff. Russia's doing all her stuff. North Korea's doing, this is all on a war footing. If people can't read this sign, they're not going to be able to read anything. We're headed for war. As to what type of war, how bad it gets, I don't know. But we are headed for major, major changes in the world. And I believe an arrival. I think an arrival is right around the corner. What do you think?
Well, it's very interesting. You know, Standeo seems to indicate that it's really close, and there are others now that are coming out and indicating that they believe that if we do have a war start, that there'll be, that'll be part of it. An actual arrival will be part of the war itself, and the timing will be incredible. Of course, you've got Ed Dames. He talks about aliens and arrival, and also talks about an arrival of some type of object in the sky, and we're not sure exactly what that is. Red Elk saw something similar. I don't know if he timed it as close to an event, but, you know, he did. And so we've got a number of people that are seeing, you know, war involving objects in space and other things all at one time. And, of course, we got the cosmic waves, the gravity waves. We've got the sun actually creating really incredible stuff. I mean, all of this at the same time.
Yeah. Well, this is what the Lord said, that when you see all of these things converging, one by one, they start adding in to the next and the next and the next. So they're all operative at the same time. Let's put it that way. When they all converge and are operating at the same time, look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. And the Christian persecution is on the rise. Here's another one for you. China issues a decree that demands all Christians register with the government in Henan province. So this goes along with, register your guns. As soon as you register your guns, they know who to go see and take them and kill you in the process. They don't care about the guns, because a gun by itself can't do anything. It's the person behind the gun. So how do you get rid of resistance? You go kill the people that own the guns. You don't take the guns. You don't have to. That's my take on it anyway. I think there's a very nasty situation developing right here in America. Don't forget Jade Helm. And what's really going on in surveillance and all of this, it's increasing rapidly under Trump, and not a word is, and none of these people are in jail. I keep saying that, but it's true. They're just wandering around doing their thing, and they have the records and the evidence to put them in prison. They should be in prison. Nothing's happening. Now, that makes me wonder exactly what's going on. I tell the people, I think you should go read and memorize it, Psalm 2. That's where it's all at. This whole thing is a stage play. It's being run upon the people of the entire planet, not just America. It's a deception, and the arrival is a deception. But the people of the world are not going to think it's a deception. They're going to think it's all real, and they're going to opt for it. If you really read your scriptures carefully, I'd say that 95 to 98% of the human race is going to go under this deception. It takes almost the entire human race, because they can't figure out what Jesus actually was, who he was, what he was, and what he asked of us. And they just won't. And what can you do about it? Nothing, I guess. Snow records topple South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin. I'll tell you what, it was nasty, nasty weather here. Minneapolis Wow. got about 22 inches of snow. Here it is, mid-April.
Well, that's incredible.
You still there?
No, we've had storm after storm after storm, and really across the whole country, it's been the strangest weather anyone's ever known. And it's just like the groundhog apparently saw,
yeah.
Winter just keeps on giving.
Yeah, it does. Lieberman, Israel will not accept Russian curbs on its activity in Syria. There's your answer right there. They're not going to quit. They're going to keep this up. And we're going to war, folks. I don't know exactly when it's coming, but we know Isaiah 17 is real. We know Daniel 8 is real. We know Ezekiel 38, 39 is real. It's just really a question, don't you think, Larry, of how we get there?
Yeah, I think so. And a report came out today that Israel is prepared for multiple front wars. So it knows it's surrounded by enemies, and they're going to attack.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the United States is surrounded by enemies, too, and the people don't even realize it. They will in the very near future. I think we are coming into a very bad time. A little bit of paranormal before we close. Half human, half animal, 7-foot beast leaves residents terrified after savaging two dogs. They even got a picture of it. It's amazing. We'll have to talk about this on Wednesday. Well, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Any final shot?
Well, if you see anything out there 7 foot tall, leave it alone.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Boy, I'll tell you what, we're going to see paranormal like you would never believe. We'll have to get into that on Wednesday. We've kind of been shy on that. So we'll get into some of that, because it's happening all over now. Anyway, I guess we're about out of time here, and thank everybody for listening. Thank you, Larry, for coming on, and we'll see everybody. everybody on Wednesday. I'll try to do a longer show on Wednesday. There's a lot going on, and it's not good. Not good news. Anyway, thanks a lot. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Wednesday, the Lord permits. Good night.